Did you ever do anything for warts?
You got to work pure for that. If you got a wart on you, my boy had one of the both, right?
On his
mouth? It was quite right long, and it grew up quite a hang out. So I told him, because it was sort of the CB, that big fat one. He said, Poppy, I got a wart on the mouth. I said, yeah. He said, okay, I'm tired of talking. He told you real good. He said, the doctor told me credit. He said, but he don't want credit. He said, well, I said, well, I know better, make it tap off. He said, who? I said, Head G. So I went out there to Head G. I told Head G, so give him a pack of backup. Head G said, all right. Well, so yeah, take it. He gave him a pack of backup. So he said, you cured that thing. He put that, he went to the house. He said he wasn't taking it. His head nuts on his body. He said, oh, that was that thing. Cut off his bones. He didn't win his free loss. He tapped off that. He didn't win his tap. He got his ball. And he said, he prayed for any kind of what? You can't really make a trap. Now, I know I felt an old cutter friend used to come here. CB, every week he used to come. Make a lot of CB in my wife because he was doing a school, you know. He lived down in Crockville, called Larry. So he couldn't make a lot of, well, I come taller than you, but taller than you. He went to the Harvard too, so he come and said, well, he said, how you all doing? I said, well, I'm doing all right. He had got so old, he couldn't hardly talk, trouble when he talked. So he said he had a lady come to him. He said he had so much of what he had to tuck off his. It's all over, she had him. He said she had so much of them both basin for. So she come to him and she showed him. She tried everything, she tried all the doctors couldn't do no good, so she called him. He said, I can cure it, he said. Well, she said, time why could it be? So he said he prayed on her once or twice. He said the lady went back to New Orleans, she lived in the city. She went back to New Orleans, every time she come, he prayed on her. She made about 3 foot trips over there. He said he prayed on her and got rid of all her watch, every one she had. Then she went pay him, so all the he said, God, about pay? He said, I can't take the money. He said, too glad to kill you, said, but I can't take the money. He said, it's just a gift you're going to give me. He said, it's all right. He said, but for me to take it, I can't take it.
Okay. Now, do you remember them taking a part of a tree, parts of a tree that were underground and using those for anything?
Yeah. I said, they took a tree. I got a tree right there now, right in the yard there. My daughter, she had the asthma.
Uh-huh.
She had it kind of bad. So it was cold over there, you know. I got a sister crying now. But she had got so old that I had never been born with bodies, you know. She can't walk now. She had broke her hip her last year. So this year, my daughter, my other daughter, the old from a little tea school, she said, Papa, you say, that girl looks like she's going to pick the asthma. I said, yeah. I said, well, I didn't think I could do it. So I go there and get some meat, cut a hole in that tree, put it in there, and stop it up. I said, help, George. So I said, I brought her there one day, and I told her, stand up by the tree. She said, stand by the tree. And I got behind her, threw a hole in the tree. She got one of them hogs, you know?
Uh-huh.
The boy, you like playing there, but the top of the road for my young people, you don't like nothing. So then I was telling you, I stuck a hole in the tree, after I put the hole, I got a little piece of fat piece, I put it in there, and I made it a little pig, but big enough. Just big enough to screw up the hole, you know. And I got my head on the side of it, and it got some more.
You put a piece of fat meat in a hole in the tree about as high as she was?
I just tore the sheet and dropped a peg in there behind it.
What did that do?
Oh, I don't know. But I don't even go away with that too. And sure, a simple thing like that.
Yeah.
But a little thing like that is simple. And I tell you, you let that old grass out there in the yard. All the old grass good for somebody. Whether it's good for, I don't know. But somebody knows.